Around Vancouver, there's been a lot of folks talking about a recording studio with a long history and newish owners. Whether you see a clipping on the wall at Ronald Records or talk to folks looking through vinyl at the Clark County Historical Society, you just might hear the name Scenic Burrows. It's a recording studio here in Vancouver that's taken over an historic space with connections to Logging Records, Ripcord Records, Willie Nelson, and more. I headed over to Scenic Burrows to get a tour and find out what the current owners of this special space are up to these days. Stay tuned to hear more about the recording studio from its owners, John Askew and Corey Gray. We start the conversation talking about the importance of a creative space that is the recording studio.
I think it's human interaction, it's connectivity, it's being able to react to another player in the same building and the space and having a conversation about it and maybe changing your mind and not fretting over mistakes. And I mean, I think that's one of the thing that as like Corey and I have been making records, more and more people want to like cut things and really get them perfect. They want to take it out of the context. And I think the beautiful thing about a studio is you can come in and record and have a song or a record. I mean, like the Motrick record we did in 2 days. I mean, not the mixing, but I mean, it was all live basically. And that part of it is, I think is missing in music and makes it feel, I think that's how you can tell, or that's what feels different, I think.
A recording studio is basically like a curated creative zone that you make when you spend all your time thinking about it and doing it. And it's really an intentional spot, and it's a lifetime worth of gear collection and microphone collection and instrument collection. And it's basically just what we want as for conditions to work. So if somebody wants to come and be part of our world. But it's really nice to come into a place that has a vibe and has intention the way it's set up.
Yeah. This is the official live room for Scenic Burrows. But it's not had a lot of changes. There's a few aesthetic changes that have been made. They're, you know, like there was some funkiness when we got it, but so now there are these, they're called Hemholes resonator bass traps and microphones. There's another piano. This is the small ISO room. But here's like an anecdote I'll say, because one of the first things that happened within like the year of owning the studio, this guy called me or tracked me down as the owner of this space. And he said, "Hey, that's the old Ripcord Studios, right? From the 60s? And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I'm from New Orleans, but I collect all of those Ripcord records. Do you mind if I come and visit the studio?" I was like, "Totally." And the first thing he said when he walked through the door, he's like, "Oh my God, it's the same floor." So like this probably asbestos-filled linoleum, and it just has this thing. Yeah, so the room itself, I really think it's my favorite room to record in. I mean, it's in all of the studios, it has this really great, warm, big sound that can be contained, but it just feels really good. It's not...
A lot of weird angles in this room, and that helps.
Yeah.
Is that what you attribute it to, is the weird angles in the room?
And luck.
and former mojo of the greats.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think they leave something here.
I definitely, yeah.
When a room has been used for creativity for so many decades... It would make sense that some of that soaks into the walls.
What are some of the bands that you think have left their mojo here, and why?
We have a couple of the old Logging Records and things that were made here that used to be on the wall.
Oh wow!
Buzz Martin. A lot of old timey musicians come in here and freak out that was recorded here.
Yeah, he was beloved by Johnny Cash. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is important because where there walks a logger, there walks a man. I mean, that right there, just that's on the record, by the way. I did not say that.
So we got Logging Records. We have genres that used to record.
Lots of Christian gospel that we're finding. Yeah, there's the history is interesting, but I also think that this is clearly the best era.
Yeah. There walks a logger, there walks a man.